The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security. We talk about estate planning, income taxes, the stock market, the China trade war. You name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. We have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. So, but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And I do. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. Our website is rpoa.com. And so let me, and by the way, lest we forget, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually now for the eighth year in a row. And I am so honored and flattered by that. But you know what? Without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, one of the what we've been talking about for several months now, and it's you know, I don't know, nothing really has changed in that regard from a global picture of the economy and the markets in our view, and that is that it's the Fed and it's China. And so, you know, the Federal Reserve is going to tell us on December 11th whether they're going to raise or lower interest rates or do nothing. And so they told us they're going to do nothing, but they said that three times in a row. So what are they going to do? And of course, there's all kinds of talk about that. And in the spirit of that discussion, we had one of the biggest selling days last week in the bond market in a long, long time. And so I want to go over with you, why do bonds behave like they do? Why should you even own those things? I mean, they're weird. People don't even understand bonds. So in our second segment today, I'm going to talk about why bonds behave the way they do, what drives them, and why maybe you should own them or maybe you shouldn't, okay? But in terms of our first segment, we're going to talk about the two horses of the apocalypse. Okay, the Federal Reserve and China. And so we'll talk about that. Now, also, since we are retirement planning, we specialize in retirement planning, this is Medicare enrollment period right now until December 17th. So this is the time to be thinking about that. So we're going to have a Medicare planning quiz. I'm going to put my producer extraordinaire here, Jack, on the spot. We're going to quiz him, see if he can answer some Medicare planning questions. And in the process, we can all learn a little bit about that. So we'll have fun with that. Now, also, our clients are people who have worked for 20, 30 years. They've accumulated, they've saved, they've scrimped, they've put money into their 401ks, they've done all that kind of stuff. And now they're looking to live on that money. They're looking to retire on it. And so in our view, there are the three of the worst enemies you have to your financial well-being are taxes, inflation, and bear markets. And so we need to do everything we can to reduce your income taxes. We need to do everything we can to have your investments grow at least as fast as inflation so that it can support your cost of living. But then if you do all of the above and you get hit by a bear market or a downturn in the markets like 2008 and you lose half your money, then all bets are off regardless of how well you did on the first two. Right? So the important thing, therefore, that we believe is job number one is protecting your principal. And we have a strategy that we call buy, hold, and protect. Right? We want to, yes, buy, yes, hold, but also protect what you have. Now, that is a little contrary to the buy, hold idea, which is you buy a quality set of investments, you rebalance them periodically, and you just sit on them forever, and everything will turn out. And we don't believe in that. So we have what we call buy, hold myths. And the buy, hold myth, I'm going to say now, I'm going to ask you, dear listener, to finish the sentence for me. Okay, this is going to show you how conditioned you have been, right? You have been programmed. And I'm going to show you how, okay? So I'm going to start the sentence, and then you're going to finish it for me, okay? So don't sell. You know, when the market's going down and all that stuff, and you're watching your account values drop like a stone, don't ever sell. Stay in. You got to buy and hold because you haven't lost any money unless what? Unless what? Unless you sell, right? That's what they tell you. You've been programmed to do that. Well, why would they not want you to sell? Let's think about that one for a moment, but we'll talk about that more later on, okay? We don't believe that you should sit there and wait because you don't want to sell. All right, now, you know what? Most shows, Jack, would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know, if we did all of that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And since I'm asking burning questions, I'm going to do it again. So here's the question, ladies and gentlemen. What is the most important inheritance that you can leave of all? What is it? What do you think? Money, property? No, I'll tell you, it's not those. It's something else. What is it? What do you think? Well, I'll tell you at about 10 till. And you'll agree with me when I tell you. So we'll have a great show, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. One of the things that you guys may have known, I'm on a tennis team, a 40 and over tennis team, and I just celebrated the 22nd anniversary of my 40th birthday, by the way. But I'm on a team of 40 plus year olds, and we had a lot of fun. We fought hard, and we actually made it into nationals, and we came in fourth out of originally 500 teams that started the season around the country. And so, needless to say, when you are when you are celebrating the 22nd anniversary of your 40th birthday, your knees are challenging sometimes. And so for me, tendonitis was an issue. And so I've taken the last 2 weeks off. I haven't played any tennis, but I've been doing a lot of yoga. And it really actually helps. And so the tendonitis is almost all out of my knees again. So I hope to start playing tennis again next week and get back in the swing of things. Anyway, let's talk about the two horses of the apocalypse. So right now, China actually announced that the Trump administration told them that if we come to an agreement that they will remove all the tariffs. And so that was well received. The S&P and the Dow, the stocks, stock market went up very nicely on that news. But, you know, my take on that is I could have told you that. I mean, isn't that what happens when you make a deal, you remove the tariffs? I mean, what is this? Is this like news? Like, no, duh, guys. That's the whole point. When you make a deal, it's because you want their tariffs removed. Okay, but anyway. So we're going into phase one, right? That's what they're talking about. Phase one, and now there's talk that we're going to sign a deal and all that, and this is great and wonderful and dandy. But phase one, they didn't say how many phases there are. Are there like 12 phases, and this is phase one of 12? Is it phase one of three? I mean, what is it? What does phase one even mean? And what we've told you on this show, and what we've in our view, what's going to happen is that this is going to be a drawn out process. And what's going to happen, and the reason why is because it is a campaign issue for Donald Trump. And we think that he's going to use that in the campaign to say, somebody needs to rein in China, and I'm the guy to do it. And apparently there's some that resonates both on the Democrat and the Republican side as to who should be the guy that takes on, or gal that takes on the Chinese. So because of that, don't see a reason why he would resolve the whole thing prior to the elections. Now, on the other hand, the Chinese, they probably want to wait and see who the new president's going to be, because they may have somebody that isn't Donald Trump, and that new person may decide not to be with the tariffs and all the rest. So, you know, from their perspective, they may want to wait as well until they find out who's going to win the election. So it may be, you know, that once the polls show who the new president is probably going to be, that they'll come to the table and resolve the whole thing. So because of that, we think it's going to be a drawn-out process. There's going to be ups and downs and tweets and all the rest of it. But we believe that a year from now, the S&P, the stock market, will be higher than it is today. And therefore, even though we are at all-time highs or near there right now, we believe we're going to see a lot more all-time highs on the way to next year. So once again, this is, as we see it, a buying opportunity. But as I mentioned earlier, one of the most important things that we believe is foundational to how we manage our clients' money, and that is protecting principal from the next bear market. And, you know, the question I would ask you, dear listener, is, you know, things are going great right now. The market's up and everybody's making money and it's wonderful. But what if we had another 2008? What if we had another market crash like that? What are you doing to protect yourself against that? And if you got hit by something like that, where you saw the value of your investments drop dramatically in short order, in 4 or 5 months, 6 months in a row, they just keep going down like that, then would you still be able to retire if that's your plan? Would you be able to stay retired at the same standard of living that you want, or would you have to cut back? I think most people listening right now, you would say, I may not be able to retire, or I'd have to cut way back. And I don't want that for you. You know, and that's why retirement planning, in our view, is different than the investing you do when you're younger and you're building what you want to have to retire on. So our website is rpoa.com. While you're there, you can sign up to go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. They're designed for those of you who are over 50. And at the seminar, we talk about the three enemies I mentioned: taxes, inflation, and bear markets. We talk about your 401k. We talk about Social Security. When should you take it? 62, 66, 70. We talk about a lot of stuff. Okay, so sign up for a seminar. Watch our videos all at rpoa.com. rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to answer the burning question, why do bonds behave like they do, and why should I own them in the first place? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know, apparently on all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. And James would not approve. 007 would be very angry. But anyway, we are back.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It's very silly. Very, very silly. We are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm. Our firm is actually called Retirement Planners of America. So we specialize in retirement planning. And our clients are primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we'd love to meet you, see if we can help you. And you can go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And this show also is designed to help all of you who are thinking about retirement. In 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers.
I love it!
And I do love it. We're very proud of that, and we are thankful. But without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are so honored and privileged. And so I want to talk with you now about, you know, last week, you may have, if you, and probably you didn't, but if you were watching the markets as carefully as I do and as we do, you may have noticed that the bond market had a global sell-off. And I mean, it was significant. And so people are talking about, oh my goodness, is this the beginning of a bond bear market? And, you know, and so is that a bad thing or a good thing, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it prompted me to think, my listening audience is probably laying awake right now just wondering, why is it that bonds behave the way they do? And since I want you to get a good night's sleep, I thought it was incumbent upon me as your faithful host to explain why bonds behave the way they do, and then also talk about, you know, why you should own them or not. Okay, so let's do that. So first of all, the way you think of the way I think of bonds is that they're a loan. Okay, so I'm going to use Jack here, my producer extraordinaire. Okay, so I lend Jack $1 million. Okay, so I lend you $1 million, Jack, because a million is my favorite number. So we're going to do that. So I lend you $1 million. So that's a bond. The very fact that I lent you $1 million, we created a bond. And let's say that this bond is going to pay 5%. So Jack's going to pay me 5% interest on that $1 million. So thank you, Jack. Every year he's going to pay me $50,000. All right. So that's basically, it's a bond with a 5% dividend. Now, let's say, so I own this bond. I own this $1 million bond. Now, let's say that I wanted to sell this bond to somebody else. So dear listener, I come to you and I say, I want to sell you my bond with Jack, and it's paying 5%. So it's a pretty good deal, right? And you say to yourself, well, but see, the problem, Ken, is that the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, and now I can get a bond out there for 6%. So why would I want to buy your 5% bond? I don't want that. So then I have to say, okay, well, if I want you to buy it from me, then I got to discount the price of my 5% bond, right? So to compensate for the fact that you can go elsewhere and get a higher interest rate. So I have to sweeten the pot for you. So that made my bond, so when the interest rates went to 6%, my 5% bond became less valuable. Now, the reverse is also true. Let's say that I have this 5% bond, and I come to you, and I say, I want to sell it to you, and you're looking around, and the only thing you can find out there is 3%. So all of a sudden, you're like, ah, you know what? That bond is actually pretty valuable, so I want that 5%. So when interest rates go down, then existing bonds become, in general, more valuable because people want that yield.
Fascinating.
Fascinating and logical, Mr. Spock. So in essence, now it doesn't apply in all kinds. There are different kinds of bonds, but generally speaking, that's how bonds behave. When interest rates go up, existing bonds become less valuable, so they go down. And if interest rates go down, then existing bonds become more valuable because they're paying a higher interest rate. So right now, what's going on? Well, leading into this year, the Federal Reserve had announced that they probably were going to raise interest rates 3 times this year. So bonds were going down on the news that the Fed might raise interest rates. Well, then what happened? The Fed decided, well, we're not going to do that. We're actually going to lower interest rates. And they ended up lowering interest rates 3 times this year. So if you look at your bond portfolios, I would bet that most of you are pretty happy with the returns that you're seeing on that. Okay, they've done pretty well this year. Bonds have done very well, in fact. And so why? Because the Fed has been lowering interest rates. So here we sit today, right? The Fed just announced that they were lowering that they lowered interest rates one more time. But then they said, we're not doing it anymore. And so now the debate is that true or not? On December 11th, we're going to find out, right? So what's happening is there's a growing feeling that the economies around the world have bottomed out and they're starting to come back. The tariffs with the China thing are going to be, they're seeming to resolve that, and that should help China's economy bounce back. So all these kind of positive views of growth are coming, which means that the Fed will see growth and therefore won't need to lower interest rates anymore. They might actually raise them in the future. And guess what that does? It causes all the people that owned all those bonds around the world to say, oh my gosh, maybe I should sell them. So that's the reason why we believe there was a big sell-off in bonds, is because now it feels like things are turning away from lowering of interest rates. So now, why should you own them in your portfolio? Well, because usually the Federal Reserve is lowering interest rates when economic times are bad, which makes bond values generally go up. And what happens in bad times to stocks? They tend to go down. Right, so it's a buffer, it's a shock absorber, if you will, against falling stock prices, which is why we think that you should be diversified and have both stocks and bonds in your portfolio.
Shazam!
Well, Gomer, isn't that cool? Well, I hope that discussion helped you. And now, when you go to your next cocktail party, you're going to be able to explain that to all your friends and impress everybody with your knowledge. And if you do that, then you know what? I'm happy for you. So, as I mentioned, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. And so we specialize in retirement planning. And so right now we're in the middle of Medicare enrollment. So we have a webinar on our website that it deals with Medicare planning and how to enroll and all that kind of stuff. Also, we have classes coming up for you to do that. We also are going to be offering you a free visit with one of our retirement planners to go over your Social Security and your Medicare and your year-end planning for income taxes and also your 401ks and all the rest of that. And we have seminars near you. We have seminars. If you can hear my voice, there's probably a seminar within 5 or 6 miles of you coming up soon. And all of that is found on our website. It's rpoa.com. So if you're retired or retiring soon, over 50, go to our website, rpoa.com. Take advantage of the resources we have there to help you. And our goal is for you to have, for your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so we want that to be the case. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a Medicare planning quiz, and we're going to talk about our buy hold myth of the week. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. All of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. Our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and so we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com, and Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually now for the third time.
Wow!
Yes, and we're very proud of that. But again, without our clients, we would be absolutely nothing. Zero. Nowhere. Nada. Bagel. So all you clients that are listening and not listening, we love you. We thank you. We are honored. We are blessed. We truly are grateful for the privilege of serving you. All right, let's talk about, we're going to have a little fun here with our producer extraordinaire here, Jack, okay? And because it is Medicare enrollment period right now, and it is through December 17th, and there are lots of penalties if you are supposed to enroll and you don't, so be sure that you are engaged in that regard. But we're going to have a Medicare planning quiz here, okay? And so we're going to quiz Jack and see if he can answer these questions. And hopefully we'll have some fun and learn something in the process. So, question number one, Jack. Which of the following is not true about Medicare? A, it is not automatic. Which of the following is not true? It's not automatic. It's not free. It does not cover everything. Or D, coverage gaps cannot be insured against. Which one of those is false? It's D. Okay, you're right. Coverage gaps cannot be insured against. Okay, that is false. You actually can. All right, number two. Who becomes eligible for Medicare when they turn 65? People with limited assets and income. B, people who have paid Medicare taxes for 10 years. C, everyone as long as they are a U.S. citizen. And D, U.S. citizens and legal residents who have lived in the U.S. for 5 years. It's a C. It's everyone, as long as they are a U.S. citizen, is eligible for Medicare at age 65. He said D. Question number three. Medicare is the primary payer for people over 65 unless they, A, have an individual health insurance policy, have a retiree health plan, have COBRA, or are covered by an employer plan that covers 20 or more employees. So Medicare is the primary payer for people over 65 unless, And the answer is D, are covered by an employer plan that covers 20 or more employees. So if that's the case, then you can actually opt out. Part A of Medicare covers what? Does it cover doctor visits? Does it cover hospitalization? Does it cover prescription drugs or long-term care? B, he says, you're right. See, the problem is that he's on Medicare. So this is like asking somebody who's on it, you know, but yes, Part A covers hospitalizations, okay? It doesn't cover doctor visits, it doesn't cover drugs or long-term care. All right, let's go to question number five. Part D of Medicare is delivered through, who delivers it? Private companies, the federal government, Medicaid, or local hospitals? So Part D, who does that? Is it private companies? Is it the Fed, the federal government, Medicaid, or local hospitals? He says Medicaid. That's wrong. Private companies that contract with Medicare do Part D. And Part D is the prescription drug programs, right, that pays for that. And so that is private companies that contract with Medicare. Okay, so just a little quiz there. Good job, man. Yeah, I think you got 3 out of 5. That's not bad.
It's a D minus.
It's a D minus. No, it isn't. Well, 3 out of 5 is 60. You're right. Anyway, that was the Medicare. And right now, Medicare enrollment is going on. And there are lots of penalties if you don't enroll before the deadline. And then it is extremely complicated to this whole Medicare thing. In fact, we just put all of our retirement planners, our advisors, through a 6-week training program on Medicare. And then they took an extensive exam for us to certify them as our in-house specialists on Medicare and all of that. So right now, if you are in the Medicare enrollment or you're thinking about what you should do, how to do it, it's very complicated, let me tell you. And we want to help you with that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. We have lots of information on there for you on Medicare and Medicare enrollment, how to do it. We have a webinar on there. We have resources where you can talk with somebody if you'd like. We have lots of great stuff.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
And you are very welcome. So I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Now, also, if you are retired or retiring soon, we have seminars near you essentially we've built into those from A to Z, everything we can think of to put into a retirement planning seminar. And so we talk about Social Security, when to take it, how to take it. We talk about your 401k and diversification. We talk about how to calculate if you can retire or not, if you have enough money to do that, where to get your income when you are retired. So we have seminars that are designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, go to our website and sign up. It's rpoa.com. So Medicare enrollment or retirement planning, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, you haven't lost any money unless you what? Well, I'll tell you when you come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And you know, diamonds may be forever, but good financial planning ideas, retirement planning ideas, I think are even better, because if you do it right, I think you can buy yourself lots of diamonds. So anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. And I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas, yikes. You scared me. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And, you know, I was in Phoenix last week. We had our client appreciation event at the Medieval Times. We actually rented out the whole Medieval Times and invited our clients to bring their families and their grandchildren and all that. It was a wonderful time spent. And it is so wonderful when I get to meet all of our clients and spend time, because we are so blessed. We are so thankful. We have the best clients in the whole world. And, you know, we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So our clients are primarily over 50. They're retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then we would love to meet you. We'd love to see if we can help you. We have two goals for our clients. One is, we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And so we believe that to achieve those two goals, there are three terrible financial enemies that need to be contained or defeated if possible. And those three enemies that we see are inflation, taxes, and bear markets. And so inflation is certainly something that's important because it erodes your purchasing power. So as your cost of living goes up, your investments need to keep up with inflation so as to support that increased cost of living. So that's significantly important enemy. The second one, of course, is income taxes, which, you know, if you pay a lot of taxes, then that's less money you have for your standard of living. So that's obvious. But, you know, the one that I think a lot of people don't give the same attention to, but I believe it's actually the worst of all three, and that is bear markets. And a bear market is when the stock market goes down by more than 20%. And the last one that we had was in 2008, and the one before that was in Y2K. And in both of those cases, the S&P, the stock market, went down way more than the 20%. In Y2K, the S&P went down 49% from peak to trough. And in 2008, it went down 57%.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista is right. So the problem with that that we see is that if you want to retire, you know, let's say that you were going to retire in 2008 and you saw your investments drop by 57%, I think you're probably not retiring. Okay, I think that's going to put a little kink in the plans, right? Or if you are retired and you have a certain standard of living that you want to support and you see that your investments drop by 57% or something like that, then your ability to support that lifestyle that you want is impaired as well. Because if you have half as much money, you obviously can't support the same standard of living that you could at the 100% of your money. So because of those things, we believe that protecting against major losses is job number one. Obviously, we want to grow your money and keep up with inflation. And obviously, we want to reduce your taxes. Those are important, and we spend a lot of time on that. But protecting against a big downturn, we believe, is even more important than the other two. And so I wrote a book called Buy, Hold, and Sell. And we have a strategy. We've renamed it Buy, Hold, and Protect. We want to protect what you've built. And our strategy said to sell in November of 2007. And so those that followed our strategy were out of the equities, out of all stocks by in November of 2007. So when the stock market crash came and the S&P went down that 57% I was talking about, those that followed our advice did not lose that kind of money. And that's very important in our view. Okay. And so, but that's contrary to the buy hold approach. So the buy hold says you buy a bunch of investments and you diversify according to your risk profile. You rebalance it periodically and then your game is over. Well, the problem with that is 2008 comes along and bam, right? So one of the things that you may have heard, and we call it a buy hold myth, is you haven't lost any money unless you sell. Now, why would somebody not want you to sell? Why would somebody say you haven't lost any money unless you sell? Well, I'll let you figure out why somebody would not want you to sell the investments they have you in. You can make that determination on your own. I think it's pretty obvious to me. But the important thing, though, is that if you haven't lost any money unless you sell, you know, I remember back in 2008 when the market was going down, I met with a lot of people that had lost tragic amounts of money. And so, you know, the conversation I never want to have is a client walks in my door and says, you know, I'm looking at my accounts and I'm down, you know, a lot of money and this is terrible. And I look at them and I say, hey, don't worry about it. You haven't lost any money unless you sell. If I were them, what I'd say is, wait a minute, I haven't sold anything and I'm looking at my statement. I've lost money. Don't give me this, you haven't lost any money unless you sell. And who says it's going to come back? Where's the contract that says that it's going to come back? You know, the Japanese stock market peaked in 1989. It's still down over 25% from that peak. And it's been, what, almost 30 years now. So this notion that the market is going to come back and therefore you haven't lost any money unless you sell, okay, put it in writing, guarantee me that, and then I'll believe you. And if it doesn't, make up the difference. Let's write a contract and you'll just make up the difference for me if it doesn't come back. How about that? I don't think you'll get too many people that'll sign that one for you. Okay, so here's the important thing. buy, hold, and protect. All right. Now, if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. We have articles, videos, podcasts about our strategy that you can look at and see for yourself. But also, while you're there, what you might want to do is click on Meet with an Advisor. Now, our advisors are specialists in retirement planning, so we've trained them in Social Security, in Medicare, in all the retirement things, and we would love for you to meet with one and have them help you to build your retirement plan, okay? We want to do this for you at no charge or obligation, and if we can help you, that is just fantastic. We're so happy, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, you know, Bogey is right. It is, in fact, the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So take advantage of that. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the most important inheritance of all. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. Our firm is called Retirement Planners of America. And we currently work with clients in 43 states. And they're primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then we would love to meet you. We'd love to see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And Barron's actually named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the 8th year in a row.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, indeed. But you know what? As great as that may sound, without our clients, I'd be nowhere. So clients, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, this is the part of the show where if you've done a really good job of accumulating and saving and all that, and you haven't spent it all before you go, that you want to leave something to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And that's called estate planning. And so every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, what we're going to be talking about is what I believe is the most important inheritance of all. So I'll ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what is the most important inheritance that you can leave to your heirs? Is it money? Is it property? Is it your car? Your ring? You know, maybe you have that diamond ring heirloom that's been passed down. Is that the most valuable inheritance of all? Well, I will venture to say that no, none of the above. It's something else. But before we do, I'll tell you after we do this. Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do something, to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to a rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. But this week, we're not going to talk about money. We're not going to talk about any of that. We're going to talk about what I believe is the most important inheritance of all. And you know what I think it is? I think it is your values. I think it is what you think is right. It's your life lessons. You know, as a parent, what do you do with your children? You're teaching them the way they should behave. You're teaching them your values as a family. You're teaching them what your beliefs are, your work ethic, all those kind of things. And so after you're gone, I think it's that if you were able to leave that to them for future generations. I mean, think how cool it would be. So here's what I recommend in that view, and then I'll talk about that. And that is, sit down. I mean, with the smartphones and on the video technology, you can sit down, put one of those things in front of you, and just record what you believe are the most important values that you have. What are your morals? What are your beliefs that you think future generations of your family could watch this video and know what you felt was the important thing? You know, and it's interesting because For me, I was talking to a friend about this, and I said, if you were to do that, what would be the number one most important value that you would want your great, 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 great grandchildren, if they watched a video of you, to know? What is the number one thing? And he said, work ethic, work hard. And I said, that's interesting, because that's not mine. Mine is be honest. So mine was honesty above reproach. There is never, ever a reason to not tell the truth, ever, period. And his was work harder than anybody else. Always be the one that does the hard work. So neither one is wrong. They're both right. Hard work is a good thing, and being honest is a good thing. But which one are yours? And what about your life lessons? What are the things that you've learned in your life? So, you know, what I would do if I were you, as a, just as a as an idea, is write down five or six things that you think are really important. If I said to you, your great-grandchild who's never met you is going to watch a video of you, and you're going to tell them what you think are the important things so that they can have a successful life, what would those things be? And put them in a video. And you know what? If you're married and you have your spouse with you, that's even better. Both of you together have a conversation about what you guys think. And just imagine if you could do that. If your great grandfather or great great grandparents that you've never met had, and you could watch a video of what they thought was the most important things in life in terms of having a successful and happy life. How wonderful do you think that would be? Wouldn't it be cool? So you can do that. Just take your phone out, put it on the counter and sit down and just have a conversation about it. 5 minutes max. People, you know, they call it digestible bites now. If you get longer than 5 minutes, people turn it off. Actually, make it 3 minutes, because by the time they watch it, you know, 50 years from now, they might have an attention span of 3 minutes by then. But that, I think, would be a wonderful thing to leave behind, and so incredibly valuable, such a valuable and wonderful inheritance. So anyway, that's my tip of the week for this week. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, yes. And I know there are lots of you out there. Then, you know, our firm specializes in retirement planning. So we'd love to meet you. We'd love to see if we could help you. And so we have seminars near you that you can sign up for. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And we have seminars near you. At the seminar, we talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on. We call that your magic number. What are five strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes? We talk about how to maximize your retirement cash flow. Should you roll over your 401k? When should you take your Social Security? When you're 62, 66, when you're 70? And what about the fact that the IRS... Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. Did you know that? Well, at the seminar, we'll show you how to beat that if it is at all possible. We have tons more info at the seminar. So go to rpoa.com, sign up for the seminar, watch videos, podcasts, have a good time. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the seminar. All right, you know what? This show's over already. I can't believe it. It's gone by so quickly. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the end.
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.